الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still discussing the hadith, الدين النصيحة. In this hadith, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the whole of deen is nasihat. That is the crux, the essence of deen. Just like it comes in the hadith also, al-hajju al-arafah. That hajj is arafah. But we know that arafah is the most important aspect of hajj. But it is not the whole of hajj. But it is the most important aspect. Like that way, here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that deen in essence is to make nasihat. And then the various categories of nasihat, yesterday we discussed about with regard to Allah Ta'ala. Of course, nobody can make nasihat to Allah Ta'ala, but what it entails was explained. Today is with regard to the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala, the Quran Sharif. What does that mean and what does that entail? Advice in relation to the book of Allah entails believing in it and its revelation. What it means in nasiha with regard to the Quran Sharif, that we believe in the whole Kitab. Like that, alhamdulillah, all Muslims say that we believe in the Quran Sharif. Even Shia say, even Qadiani say. But the real Kitab which Allah Ta'ala has revealed, and then to believe in every aspect of the Quran, of the Kitab, whether it is with regard to hijab and parda. So many clear ayats have been stated with regard to the separation of man and woman. So there, if we try and make that permissible, then that is a great deficiency from our side. In the same way, interest is made categorically haram in the Quran Sharif. Now there also, if we just give it a different name, and we just look at it differently, and we want to legalize it, that is also totally wrong. So we have to believe in the Quran Sharif and every aspect. Today, generally Muslims also capital punishment, like the cutting of hands, etc. We also regard it as barbaric, whereas it is the only means of maintaining peace in the world. If that is established, very few people's hands will be cut, but crime will come to a stop, will come to almost none. So Islamic law is 100% correct. So that is what it means that we must have nasiha with regard to the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala. And its revelation, and how it was revealed by Allah Ta'ala, that also many people, even the kuffar, in the time of Nabi alayhi salam, had objection that why wasn't it revealed at one time? Why wasn't it revealed in a book form? Why wasn't it revealed to somebody else, etc.? As it was revealed, our full iman and yaqeen on that aspect also. Accepting that it does not resemble the speech of creation. Quran Sharif, though it is in Arabic, and a large number of people in the world speak Arabic, but the Arabic of the Quran Sharif and the Arabic of human beings is completely different. It is an Arabic of its own. It is a speech of its own. So we have to believe in that Kitab which Allah Ta'ala has revealed, the Quran Sharif, which is completely different. Honoring it and reciting it as it ought to be, that is also very important, that we should respect and honor the Quran Sharif. Today, sadly, we find that children who are going to schools and carry the Quran Sharif in their bag, the Quran Sharif is just like one more textbook, and it is just kept with other kitabs, and it is kept in the bag and thrown at the back of a person, or he carries it in his hand at the bottom. Whereas the respect of the Quran is supposed to be much more greater in our homes also. And on the other hand, the respect does not mean that we respect the Quran so much that we don't even touch it again. We put it on a shelf high up, we put some attar on it, we put some rose petal, and then we don't even touch it, we don't even read it. That also is not correct. We should respect the Quran Sharif as it is supposed to be respected, and reciting it also as it is supposed to be recited. As far as recitation of Quran Sharif is concerned, each one of us can consider how much of Quran Sharif do I recite. If Quran Sharif is to be recited regularly, daily, how much am I reciting Quran Sharif? Understanding its content, that is also an important thing, that how many of us, we don't ever think of what the meaning of the Quran Sharif is. And the meaning is so great, and it has such an impact on a person's life, but we don't consider the meaning of the Quran Sharif, benefiting from its advice. And we should take advice from the Quran Sharif. We take advice from many people and many other sources. Today, the internet, anything anyone wants, Google it immediately. A mu'min should be to look for it in the Quran Sharif. What is the answer for this in the Quran Sharif? Pondering over its miraculous nature, there is no doubt that the Quran Sharif is the subject matter it discusses, whichever subject, it is a miracle on its own. So to ponder about that, practicing upon its commands, that is the most important. The purpose of the Quran Sharif is that we practice on the Quran Sharif. And we just generally, we feel, I practice on the Quran Sharif. But if we come to understand the teachings of the Quran Sharif, we will realize we are very deficient still as far as the practicing on the Quran Sharif. Spreading its knowledge, and that is another thing, to spread the knowledge of the Quran. That must be also part of our life, our daily life, to spread the knowledge of the Quran Sharif. Today we hardly think of the Quran Sharif. We don't even touch the Quran Sharif for so many days past, and we don't even touch the Quran Sharif. And inviting others towards it. We should invite other people also towards the Quran Sharif, but sadly when we ourselves are not attached to the Quran, where are we going to invite others? So all the sentences, nasiha for the book of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all to understand our deen and practice upon our deen, protect our iman and protect our akhirat, our qabr, and protect the Muslims in the world, the Palestinians, all the Muslims. May Allah grant full protection, inshallah. Subhanallah.